Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Steve.
Mr. President?
Yes, sir.
We had this meeting this morning. Can I run over it very briefly?
Mm-hmm.
First, Burke Hickenlooper told me he had all his people. And then finally, when we finally got a quorum, I made a recommendation that we voted out. Bill said that he was surprised that I would try to take over the committee. I said I wasn't trying to take it over, that I was just letting the majority decide one way or the other, and we could all get along with it. Russ Long supported me in full. Fulbright said that he wanted to hear McNamara, who's agreed to come Thursday, and Humphrey, and that he felt that Hubert was being quite rude. You protect me, I know you will. And not coming with his old colleagues and so forth. Clark introduced a resolution, then we vote Friday, provided these two would go for it. I said I couldn't go for that, that we were going to vote Friday if there were any hinges on it. Matt Mansfield came in and said he thought that Friday would be all right. So then we said no, we wouldn't go for any anybody being held voting Friday, provided that witnesses came up. It got pretty personal one time. I apologize. Took out a record and so forth. Morse was not there when I asked him on the floor why he didn't come down. If he was interested, he said, "I never come to a session that ought to be in public." I said, "You mean the CIA hearing with Rayburn ought to be in public?" And he said, "Yeah." So that shows how far overboard he is. Albert Gore said he had some amendments he'd like to offer, and he suggested we not vote. It was getting near 12 o'clock, and that he just suggested we take it up and vote Friday with the provision of these witnesses. I said that I couldn't go for that, but that I would do my best to get Humphrey to come up. And on that basis, the understanding was that we would start voting on Friday. I then saw Hubert, which I told the chairman I would, and urged him to come up. I said, "You could handle yourself at least as well as anybody else. This is the last thing they've got to hang their hat on." I read him a headline, the Baltimore Sun, about decisive defeat all across the page this morning. And I wish you'd just come up, and then they have nothing to hang their hat on. We'll get this thing through. He said, well, he'd consider it, and he seems opposed to go, and I mean not to go. As I left, Fulbright and Mansfield went in to see him, so I just wanted to report to you that's where we sit. My personal recommendation, sir, if I may say so, because he's adroit, and they'll make a quote big thing quote out of it, is that stating that it's not policy, he'd be glad to meet with meet with the committee on an informal basis. And I defended the right that he should not come up if he didn't want to. McCarthy was very anxious for him not to come up. And I said that my father-in-law at times wanted to establish rules the president had to observe with respect to the vice president, because he felt the vice president should be should know more of what was going on than Barclay did under Mr. Truman, and that he one time was introducing legislation to that effect. So it was a question of whether he was legislative or executive, and that therefore I would hope that he would come up if necessary representing the legislative. But in any case, that about tells the whole thing very, very rapidly as a result of a very tempestuous morning where Rayburn was asked to leave and stayed out most of the time. He incidentally did very well this morning, I thought, in as far as we got with him, and he's now not coming up anymore until further notice. So I would report in to you so that I think we can really begin to move this thing on the rails. And I would recommend for your consideration that I think it would take all the steam out of him for good if at this one time Hubert came up. My final point I thought you'd be interested in is that at the University of Missouri, the other day, they announced that they were going to have a big demonstration against your policies in Vietnam. And according to the best word we got, they had 50 demonstrators, they said. I put this in the record, incidentally. We understand that they never had more than 10 at one time. the young Democratic Republican chairman and the young Republican chairman got together and got signatures around the University of Missouri. And whereas there were only 10 at one time maximum in the demonstration, they got 1,125 signatures. So if 1,125 to 10 isn't pretty good, I quit.
Good. Much obliged.
I reported the whole thing into you, sir.
Good. Much obliged.